Madison 1670 WTDY presents There's No Place Like Broadhead.
Brought to you by Buckshot Exteriors. Roofing, siding, gutters at its best. BuckshotExteriors.com.
There's No Place Like Broadhead.
If you're free this weekend and want to unwind and relax at a small town festival, Covered Bridge Days is where you're going to want to be. Dan Palin is the festival coordinator and gives us a little bit of background info.
In Broadhead, we're always known for their covered bridge. There was a covered bridge out on Clarence Road. It was one of the last ones in the state. And so things in this town, they've always kind of gravitated towards the covered bridge. And so they started this covered bridge thing like 12 years ago, I think. A chamber event, and it keeps growing and keep getting bigger. It's our big event. It's a three-day event. Friday, they have softball tournament, and they have a street dance on our square. So from 8:30 to 12:30, or sometimes it's a little later, and started out with a street dance. And the ball tournament starts early, which runs 3 days also. There's a big rummage sale also. They have historic wagon tours, which is a lot of fun, I guess. It's a horse-drawn wagon, and somebody from the Historic Society rides with you and describes everything in town, and they said it's very nice. Somebody was telling me that, oh, they come here just for that every year because they really enjoy it. And they have music downtown here also. On Saturday going on, tractor pulls, garden tractor pulls, that goes on all day long. It kind of ends around 4 o'clock with a tractor ride. But my God, there's 80 tractors. They line up, and it's kind of like the motorcycles when they do their tub runs and whatever. It's only these guys have tractors. So they take off 80 of them, and they go about 15, 20 miles on a long ride, and everybody just has a ball. So these guys fix up tractors, and it's their little passion. And so then they get to take off and drive 20 miles or whatever with their tractors. And they have a couple wagons, so people that just want to ride, they ride, and they have a lot of fun just riding.
Also on Saturday, if you want to take a step back in time, there's going to be an old-fashioned sawmill demo and some antique plows on display.
On Sunday, we start out with a old-fashioned church service here in the Veterans Park. And on that south end behind the dealership, the Chevy dealership, we have a motorcycle show and classic car show at 9 to 3. There's usually around 200 cars. It's not so much competition, it's just for the novice that wants to show off his car. And that's what a lot of guys say. They don't go to the other car shows, but they'll come to this one because there's not so much pressure. There's a parade at noon, goes through town, and it's a lot of tractors, cars, various things. It's jam-packed. There's a lot of stuff going on, and every year we keep getting bigger. And I mean, last year I'll bet you we had 5,000-6,000 people here in town. So it was pretty nice. The weather was perfect, and I think the 90-degree stuff is gone, so that should turn out really nice.
Hope to see you out there this weekend, and make sure you join us next week as we head over to Sun Prairie. I'm Lindsay Ajavor, and you're listening to Madison 1670 WTDY.